This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 18th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Many healthcare reformers want to pattern reform after Medicare, a program riddled with waste that will take tens of trillions of dollars from taxpayers in the coming decades. Cato Institute Senior Fellow Mike Tanner says, what's not to love?
I think most seniors find that Medicare works for them because, by and large, it takes care of people who aren't really sick, and most seniors aren't really sick. Medicare is not such a good deal for taxpayers, nor is it a particularly good deal for providers or people who get really sick.
When people talk about reforming healthcare in the United States and they use Medicare as the example, what do they want to emulate within the Medicare program?
Well, Medicare does provide coverage to a wide number of people. Seniors are almost universally covered under the Medicare program. They have relatively free choice of doctors. More and more doctors are dropping out of the program, but by and large, they can go see the doctor of their choice. There's relatively little oversight by the government in terms of telling doctors how they must treat patients in this. So the doctors and the providers feel, or the patients feel, like they're getting a pretty good deal out of this. And Medicare, of course, keeps the cost low for those people who are getting the services. They think they're getting sort of free care.
Medicare is in dire straits financially, though, and it's unsustainable as it stands now, right?
Well, the thing that makes Medicare so popular is the reason why it doesn't work. Medicare essentially writes checks to people and does so indiscriminately. The result is that it is between $50 and $70 trillion. That's trillion with a T, in debt going forward, depending on which estimates you use. It's simply not sustainable. It is a program that essentially tells doctors, we don't care what the outcomes of your treatment are. The more treatments you perform, the more checks we'll write to you. It tells patients, we don't care how often you go to the doctor or for what. Go to the doctor all you want. We'll pay the bill so you can run up costs. And yet it's also a program that says that if you get really sick, then we're going to cut out and we're not going to be there for you. So it doesn't really work any way you look at it.
President Obama has talked a lot about controlling costs within the healthcare system. Medicare is, depending on your measure, a quarter to a third to a half waste.
President Obama keeps talking about the ability to squeeze waste out of the medical system. If he wants to do that, he should start with Medicare and Medicaid. These government programs have a tremendous amount of waste. We know that many of the disparities that he talks about, where we spend more in one region than in another and get similar outcomes, occurs heavily in Medicare. And yet we haven't been able to address that, in large part because Medicare is a political system, is responsive to its constituencies, its voting constituencies, seniors and provider groups. It doesn't always provide health care in the most rational scientific basis. That's part of the problems with politics and political health care systems as opposed to market-based systems that respond to incentives. Well, I think that we should learn from the failures of Medicare and other government programs like Medicaid and the VA that having the government run a health care system isn't necessarily the answer. We really need to be addressing the fundamental structures of healthcare. That means including market incentives, consumer cost sharing, changing the way we deliver healthcare to one based on values and outputs rather than just inputs. Those are not systems or things that are intrinsic to government running a healthcare system. Those are intrinsic to free markets.
Mike Tanner is a Cato Institute Senior Fellow and co-author of the book Healthy Competition, What's Holding Back Healthcare and How to Free It, available at cato.org.